What's happening, family?
What's up, everybody?
Welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
I'm your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. You know what it is. You see, I'm joined by Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. And I'm joined on this podcast by the other host, the co-host of this podcast.
Oh, my God.
Probably pray wonderful for why, because I don't start this podcast like that.
My name is Angel. I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. And I go by that chick. Angel Tanksley Amo. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, welcome your friend. It's a good time. Yeah, we talk about anything, whether it be parenting or marriage.
Anyway, we're also joined by some wonderful hosts.
Hold on.
Hey, go on, let them know who the hosts are.
Sponsors.
Also joined by some sponsors. Go on, let them know who the sponsors are.
That's not where we're at right now. Where we're at right now is we want to give a shout out to the people who are watching us live, okay? Some of them actually aren't watching us live right now, but typically they would. We're shooting on a different day. And that is our Patreon. We affectionately call them our immediate family because they are so close and near and dear to us. As I've been on tour, I've been able to actually meet some of my Patreon or our Patreon face to face. And I recognize their face. You know why? Because we be having events via the Zoom, okay? And I see their faces because we make them turn their camera on. So when I see Sherry in the line in LA or in New York, excuse me, I'm able to be like, Sherry, is that you? That's what I'm capable to do. When I saw Kayla all the way in Canada, even though she lives in Texas, I was able to be like, Kayla, what are you doing in Canada? You live in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we call them an immediate family, because we have an immediate close connection with them. Y'all are all family, regardless of whether or not you're paying the low of $5. But if you want to be that immediate family, go on over to Patreon, patreon.com/thatchickangel. Spend $5. You get this podcast live, as well as Here's the Thing, as well as Let Us Tell It, as well as TBTB and Mommy Confessions, which is coming back, as well as events, exclusive content, and so much more.
Yeah. Actually, Angel was talking to him about wardrobe. They wanted to hear it, but I didn't. So I cut that short.
Listen, yes, Passionate for God. You know I recognize you because she was also in Canada and in Lexington. That girl's everywhere.
She then drove all the way up through to get to us in Lexington.
Come on. We're also joined by two amazing sponsors, Jenny Kane and Ritual. These are companies that have decided to partner with our podcast. And we have discount codes, honey. Coupons is what I like to call them. So if you like their service or their product, go ahead and tell them we sent you and get what you want.
Absolutely. We usually kick this off every week with a segment. We got a few segments we kick it off with, but we usually do In My Feelings or Tanksley Pride.
Mm-hmm.
Which one you want to do?
Tanksley Pride.
We're going to do Tanksley Pride. Tanksley Pride is about one, we have four sons and we call them our Tanksley Pride. So it's something involving one, two, or all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let them know what you want to talk about.
Literally, we just came from a performance for our soon-to-be 9-year-old twins. They'll be 9 by the time you all hear this podcast on the regular scheduled Wednesday. And it was called Once Upon a Time. Apparently, the school does it every year for just the third graders.
Mm-hmm.
And Kai was Prince Charming, which is so fitting because he is just a charm. At least he thinks he charms himself.
He's so full of himself.
He charms himself, but he looked good. He looked fantastic in that crown with his little outfit on. And Cy was a pirate with his little cute little self. Cy has this friend that he has a crush on. Her name is Violet. Me and Violet's mom are really cool. She's one of the other, we have affinity groups, and we have an affinity group that is around being black at this school. And so Violet's mom is in that affinity group. And she was telling me how her daughter had said that in their music class, well, they're in choir, you are allowed to audition for a solo.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Violet said, Kai auditioned for the solo, but Cy didn't want to. She was like, I can't believe how different they are. And when I tell you, their differences are getting more and more like comparing black and white than what it used to be. It used to be like shades of gray, but like Kai, Marcus got to see a little bit of it, is such a loud, rambunctious boy. Marcus got mad at how like handsy him and this other boy was, and the energy.
It was driving me crazy.
It was like the Tasmanian devil, two of them.
Yeah. And they were just standing there talking. This was just a conversation. It wasn't playtime. They were literally talking about each other's costumes, and they, oh my God, bro, no, this cat, bro. And then
he said, they got you rinsed out, Kai. They got you rinsed out.
I was just like, why don't y'all calm the down?
And Sai is such, his like best friend on campus, who looks like they look more like twins than him and Kai do.
Yeah.
Levi, I was asking him recently, hey, are you and Levi, y'all still good friends? Because their birthday's party is coming up or whatever. He was like, yeah, actually, me and Levi during recess just walked around the pavilion talking the entire time.
Sai's so laid back. He's just like.
And I was talking to Levi's grandmother, who also, which is a small world, is from Lexington, mm-hmm. Kentucky. I don't think mama and her connected. I've got to make that work. She was saying how Levi is so laid back. She was like, he's the type to just put his hands in his pocket and just, I said, him and Sai, this is why they are like this. They have similar energies. This is why their friend group includes girls as well. Yeah, where Kai has no friends that are girls inside of the school.
Sai told Kai, the reason no girls want to hang around y'all because y'all are too wild.
Yeah.
He's like, y'all can sit over and challenge each other and buck up and do all that if you want. The girls going to chill with us because we kicking back.
Yes. Truly, they really never, like, Kai, he has, like, his little crushes. He still has his, like, main crush and all. I got to see if I'm going to take him back to the old school for the sweethearts dance. But he had one that was, like, he kind of had at the school. And I was like, oh, does she like him? He was like, no. I said, what? He said, because he's too wild. He's with those guys and they are too wild. But yeah, it's crazy how, like, I love all the things about Kai's outgoingness, all the things about how he thinks so highly of himself, even though I sometimes have to shake him down to more of a reality. And Sai's little shy quietness, but like, you know, he's stellar in school. He's killing it with these test scores and everything. So it's very strange to see. There was one other thing I was going to say about Sai, but it just flew out of my head. So I can't, if this is what it looks like at 9 years old, I can only imagine what it's going to look like at 18.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my, I wish I could remember the one thing I was going to say about Sai, but that's my Tanksley Pride story. What about you?
Tanksley Pride, my oldest, Marcus, seeing him, this is just a season. It's not even like a specific thing. I ain't going to talk about that. I was going to say, they all them forwarding boys do a lot of shit to piss me off. Leaving out in the morning is a task in itself. Them all confused, just standing around, staring off.
They tired.
Get in the truck. seeing Marcus in this season that he's in of... Seeing him in this season that he's in, it's just watching him go from, like, this 14-year-old and seeing him getting older, it's weird.
Is it weird to
you? Yeah, it's weird because I have to look at him the way I do in this age because he's like a martyr to me. Mm. Like, I'd still be looking at him as that same little kid running around doing too much, hurting himself. Uh-huh. But I'm like, nah, this is him now. If it's a weekend, he will not come out of his room other than to eat.
Yeah.
He would go right back up there. I can joke with him in a more mature way now. Like, we were somewhere, where were we at? And we took a family picture. It was in front of the, it was somewhere like last weekend.
Was the McDonald's thing?
I think so, McDonald's thing. Anyway, we sitting there, standing in front of the little thing, and it takes like 3 pictures of you, times it down. And we all like sitting there posing. They like, all right, do one more post. And I do this thing where I meme mug at him, like, what you just say to me? Like, that's my thing with him. Like, I act like he said something smarter. I'm like, what? What'd you say? He can't take it. He just breaks down laughing every time.
Mm-hmm.
So during that, I didn't even say anything. I just looked at him like, and during the picture, he just started snarking and laughing. But like, just a little inside stuff like that, just developing things like that with him. It's weird to, I don't know, because I never had a 14-year-old son, almost 15.
Yeah.
And Angel was telling me how he must, how proud he must feel when I'm on, like, on campus or something.
I don't know if the pride is the word that we'll use right now, but I was like, I know it boosts his own self-esteem to have you there.
Yeah, and I was, when she was telling me that, because I never looked at it that way. I'm just like, all right, he's just probably looking at me like, all right, there's dad, like, walking through the school campus or whatever, like, not paying no attention. But I felt like the last time, I think that fit because it's how I feel for me. The last time me and him was walking through the mall, and, you know, they're like, that's my son. So we walking, and I kept telling him, stop walking behind me, walk beside me. Like, we walking together. But just having him there at that age, at the height, the stature that he is, and we just walked, I was like, I feel very proud in that moment. And I'm like,
That's your baby.
Yeah, it is.
We going to be a crying mess when that boy graduate high school. I might throw up at the graduation. I already got plans in my head. I'm going to hire a sprinter, maybe a couple, like two, to pick up everybody an hour and a half before graduation. We're going to be in our seats an hour before. I'll have snacks and everything. But I'm not holding no seats for nobody. I'm not. And nobody's going to wear me half to death because I hate that feeling of, like, I was looking for you.
The fact that you're
going to
care.
Huh?
I said, the fact that you're going to care about everybody else getting
there. Unfortunately, it's childhood trauma of waiting for my father for stuff. I constantly turn my head to look. It's hard for me to just be like, whenever they get here, they get here. I will. So I was looking for you.
My parents wasn't coming. Other than graduation and stuff, it was sports, and I'll see him after. I'll tell him how it went.
If my dad said he was going to come somewhere, or my mother the same, actually. My mom would eventually show up. So that instinct of, like, looking and waiting. So when I was doing that for his eighth grade graduation, it was like, finally, when you got there, I was like, I can't do it. So I was like, that's how we're going to solve it, because if somebody ruins that day for me. But what I want to add to your Tanksley Pride story is, so Lil Marcus is running track this season. It has rained every single damn meet.
Yeah.
Every single one. And they have these kids still running out in the rain, in the cold.
And it'd be cold out here, y'all.
Cold. So I went to his meet at this school called Harvard Westlake on Wednesday. And obviously it's pouring. It's pouring. He originally told me he was doing the 800, but they moved him to the 400, and he was supposed to do the 4x4, but the 4x4 is the last race. So they were like, we ain't staying here in this rain. So the 400 happens. I'm not expecting him to do that well. The 400 is not really his event. And they're on the starting, they're at the starting line, and I can recognize my son even in the distance. And it was so funny. One of the moms was like, who is that? Because what they wear on the team are spandex red shorts, red biker pants, and then the white tank top, right? And I could see, she was like, who is that? So she could see the colors. She said, who is that running on the team? I said, that's Marcus. She said, Marcus has a butt? I said, yeah, his mama got a big old ass, so he got one too. But Marcus ran his best time in the 400, because usually he be like running through jello. But because it started raining so hard, as soon as they, I'm talking about, you couldn't see. And the only thing that slowed him down, he told me, in the curve, because he came in second place.
Yeah, he said it was puddles.
It was a puddle of water, like 4 inches high on the track, that he ended up having to run through, that like just tore him up. But he ran such a good race because he was trying his best to get out of the rain. But he looks like an athlete, and that blows me away.
Yeah.
He's such a blurred. He's a musical theater kid. But my son, actually, when he's out on that track, he does not look like no little nerd. He looks like an athlete.
What's crazy about Marcus is he will always do his best when it's extremely cold just to get out of the weather. I'm like, you need to always have that mindset. As soon as it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
Last time, this time, he ran his best time. That's because it was cold. And he didn't want to be out there. He said, let me hear him cross his finish line and get to where it's warm. He did that. This was years ago. I remember he, this was either the 400 or 800. I don't remember which one. And he was running it. And I don't know, Marcus was probably in second to last place. About halfway through the last lap, Marcus walks down everybody and comes in second place. Mm-hmm. He passed everybody between him and first place. The difference was it was cold that meet. He was cold. I remember he was all nervous and upset because he's like, I'm so cold. I said, then use that to run. That means you ain't got where. I said, when you cold, you don't get tired as quick. That ain't true. That's just what I told him.
I can't wait to see him do these hurdles. I'm excited. But yet somebody said, oh, Martin Luther King didn't come to Angel's graduation.
Nah, he didn't.
Well, listen up, guys. You are in for a treat because support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane. I finally found a uniform I'm completely obsessed with, and Jenny Kane is a California brand through and through. Their staples make getting dressed easier than ever than before. Think minimalist and effortless, but totally refined, from luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevated versions of your everyday basics, not to mention the incredible home essentials too. Jenny Kane is here to help you live your best year yet. And for a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Go to JennyKane.com and use the code
ARGUE15
to get 15% off. Okay. Let me tell you about one of the items of theirs that I think is absolutely beautiful. And it's not one that I actually now own. I'm a little frustrated. I accidentally ordered the wrong size, so I gave it to my niece. And every time I see her with them on, I want to chop off her feet and put them on my own. And they're beautiful, beautiful. They have these sandals that look so luxurious and, like they said, refined. They have a leather knot at the top. They're black. They're absolutely gorgeous. I'm getting one in my size as well because I said, you don't deserve this. I deserve it. And it was just my fault that I clicked the wrong one, but it was the perfect gift. But their sweaters are the quintessential must-have item. And this season especially, can't get enough of their cotton collection. Their oversized cotton fisherman and cotton cocoon are the perfect everyday pieces. And as the days get warmer, you bet you'll bet I'll be wearing them on repeat. Their sweaters are super duper comfortable and they can be worn all year long. They're also known for their super luxe yet lightweight sweaters. And you can style them with breezy, easy, early spring days. It's like perfect for this type of weather. Everything in their collection is designed intentionally. You can style pieces together without a second thought. Like with the sweater, you can wear it with like a cute slip dress or with jeans. And the lug mules, the leather lug mules, you can wear them with whatever and get that classic it girl look. They also have really nice home decor, home essential pieces. We have one of their throw blankets, which I think is so beautiful. And it does feel really timeless. It feels like it will be the perfect piece in our house till the end of time. So again, find your new uniform at JennyKane.com. Our listeners get 15% off their first order when they use code ARGUE15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at JennyKane.com. Promo code ARGUE15. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about.
Already. Hey, fam, we're going to move on to the next subject, next topic. The next segment.
Listen, however you get there.
That's what I was looking for. What we want to call this one?
What you mean, what we want to call it?
I know the subject. Is it a tiff?
Yeah.
That's not a tiff. Yes, that's an either or thing.
No, it's a tiff. Because we sit on opposite sides of this thing. It's a tiff. Don't start the tiff before the tiff has begun.
That's a take it or tank it.
No, it's not.
Anyway.
You don't even know what our segments are. Take it or tank it is when it's a statement.
Patreon, what's the other one?
It's either.
When we are on opposite sides.
You're not listening. It's a Tanksley Tiff. It's something that we have a tiff about, and this is something we have a tiff about.
Having a tiff and having two different opinions is two different things. What's it called? Anyway, taking sides.
We have not done a taking sides in forever.
That's what it is. Anyway,
no, this
fam.
Is a tanksletive. But go ahead.
Somebody gonna say it.
That's the only other one there is. I'll kick you.
Nah, this one. So this is a tanksletive, y'all. This is the difference, or your opinion, or whatever you want to call it, morning sex or night sex.
And it's not, this is the reason why you're presenting it that way.
Yeah.
But the tiff is the time that we should be doing it.
All the damn time. That's where you messed up.
That's
you looking at it the wrong way. The time we should be doing it. It ain't no time we should be. It shouldn't stop.
Yeah, it has to. Or we'll be outside in the wilderness.
Okay.
No.
That's the way God intended it.
No, no.
When Adam didn't keep Eve from biting that damn apple, they was outside.
Well, then where your car is going to be?
Outside with me. It's fine.
No. You know them babies can't be outside.
Yeah, they can.
Okay.
They spent 60 years outside. I decided to put them inside.
Uh-huh. I really feel like the morning is the time, the most optimal time. What they say, the early bird gets the what? The penis.
I'm not looking for the penis.
Or the vagina.
No.
Yeah. That's the early all. Bird gets the pussy.
The early bird get you acting 60 right now.
That is what you're missing. The early bird is over here trying to be a night owl. And guess what? The worm has gone back into the ground.
Nah, it ain't either. Yeah. Worm is a night crawler. You know, they bigger than worms. And they be out at night, sticking straight up, no. Ready to go, ready to get hunted.
No, you're not the
it's
worm.
It's a night crawler.
You're not the worm.
I am.
No, oh, you're in this the scenario, owl.
No, you're the owl.
No, I'm not. If I'm
night.
The bird.
I prefer night, okay? You can get it in a good time and you can fall asleep. Ain't nothing better than just,
No, you know what's
snuggle
better?
Up.
You know what's
it is
better?
Great.
You know what's better than that?
Wake it up. What? Shut up. No, it ain't. Waking up all early in the morning. Your body ain't too yet. Your senses
that's
are all
perfect.
Off.
That's perfect. Have
for
the
you
senses.
It is, no.
Off. Have
horrible.
The senses.
That's
have.
Because you just laying there getting it. You ain't the one that got to focus.
I give sometimes. Maybe not today, but sometimes. Because you enjoy it more getting it.
No.
Yes, all you right, do.
Then let that switch up. You give okay. In the morning.
I have. That's what I usually do. That is what I usually do in the
you
morning.
You present in the morning.
No. Think back. Because morning is usually weekends. The morning is when I puts in work. Remember, Simba.
On the weekends.
Remember.
Where she been the last 19 weekends, y'all?
Not 19.
Where she been?
I've
not
been out
home.
Here supporting my family.
All right then. That's what I'm saying.
Well, the weekends will be back soon. The weekends will be
night.
Back.
Nighttime.
Why? Because you can fall asleep right after? Is that why?
Because my body, anything after morning. Like I said, all
why?
The time.
But why here? Why is the morning such...
I just told you.
But why don't you just go with that?
Because that's an awful feeling.
Okay, that's
no,
not. Okay.
Right here.
Yeah. I thought your car was here. That's why I got nervous. Nah. Sorry, a car is, alarm is going off. I don't think you understand the mental load that hits me as soon as I get my day started.
I don't think
and
you
and how, shut up. And how hard it is. How hard it is. Sorry, Mark is being petty. How hard it is to focus and retrain, get that train stopped to do the to do. Marcus is throwing my stuff all over the place, being petty.
All right, now where were we?
Okay, so this is why night.
Hey, you leave it right there. No, Kennedy, leave it alone.
Who's
don't
nicer?
Touch it.
Me.
Hey, who's meaner?
That is such a good argument. I said, who's nicer? Hey, who's meaner?
Leave it alone.
That's
go
okay,
sit
Kennedy.
Back
I
and do your
it.
Job.
I don't need it. Thanks, Kennedy. Thanks for loving me.
No.
Your auntie mom that. Always has your back.
Bullshit.
Unlike your uncle dad.
Anyway.
But this is why. See, this is the reason why you
see how much
get.
Energy I got after morning? It's afternoon. What you want to do, girl? Come on.
No.
Morning is still trying to wake up. Your blood pressure spikes when you
but
wake up.
This is the thing. He is in line with me.
That motherfucker don't know what is good for him.
But yes, he do, apparently. And in the morning, he's already like.
But the see thing is, that's false, because that ain't got nothing to do with you.
Yeah, it do.
No, that ain't got nothing to do with you.
Yes, it do.
Ain't no telling what was going through my brain before I became conscious.
It doesn't matter. He don't need you.
Apparently, y'all ain't on one accord, because at night, he be like, hey, hey, ma'am, hey.
No, he don't do that. Hey, that's you.
Lying.
That's you. That's you.
Get out of here, Angel.
He be like, oh, is it go time? Okay.
Anytime after morning is what I say. Angel says in the morning when she's in town and willing and not too busy.
No, in the morning. If we wake up at the same time, before
that
you
ain't gonna happen.
Because you won't take your black ass to sleep.
I do.
What time did you go to bed last night?
I was working last night.
No, what time did you
working?
What time did you go to bed? You could have worked during the day. What time did you? But oh yeah, you could have went to. You could have worked during the day. But what did you do instead?
I did something that Angel usually does. I left the house and spent it with other people.
Oh, is that what I usually do?
Yeah. Oh, me and Brisha. Oh, me and Denora. Oh, me and Rhonda. We're going out for crumpets. That's you. Yeah,
no,
that's you. I always go to do something.
This is his second time this week he played
every
golf.
Every goddamn time.
Where,
first of all, the first
Saber
time was at night.
Tiger Woods, okay?
Yeah.
It was at night.
It was in the evening. The first time was in the evening in Simi Valley.
It was not the evening.
It was because I went up there that I had to rush to go get a mar. I was only up there for 45 minutes. That's the evening.
What time?
5:15. You jerk.
You got there at 5:15 or you left at 5:15?
I left at 5:30.
Exactly. So you got there at 4 something.
4:30.
That's the afternoon.
That's the afternoon. Okay.
Yeah. You could have did your work on Thursday. You could have did your work Thursday.
Anyway.
But he decided
Angel's
to wait and do his
gone.
Work
oh,
late and
go
got
back.
To be at
go
one.
Go on Instagram, scroll through Angel's stuff and see what she, oh, I'm sitting here with her. Oh, we're going
all
out.
Gonna see
we're going to get my nails done. We're going to go have some wine. You and M.O.
You went and got your toes done with me. Last time I got, you remember who picked out this color on my fingernails?
Anyway, moving on.
Agree with me, morning time.
Don't nobody agree with you.
Yes, they do.
We got
what
shit
you
all over.
For?
We got stuff everywhere.
Uh-huh.
I ain't looking for nothing.
Oh.
I break his punk ass table.
Did Kevin already
again,
did that.
I know his fat ass always sitting on something.
Don't you
make
say
him
that.
Think that he was one set on this goddamn
he
table
it
and it's going to survive.
He was just waiting.
Anyway, we got another ad?
Yeah, but I think we got a little time before it's
all right.
Going.
Y'all, we're going to move on to the main topic.
What is with the pregnant balls?
I don't know what the main topic was. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, main topic is, I thought about this
he's
on the way
he's still on the
here.
Golf course, guys. This is why he can have
no,
sex in the
night.
Afternoon.
Anyway,
I'm on this morning.
Shut up. Anyway, so, we...
You a damn fool.
We all go through... As y'all know, we all go through different seasons in life. As you mature, as you live life, you go through different seasons. So today we was going to talk about what has been the easiest transition and the most difficult transition. The easiest season and the most difficult season.
Now, mind you, he's the one who kind of came up with this. If
I did.
You remember.
But you tweaked the way we was looking at it because you didn't understand what I was saying.
But you did say seasons, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what's been your most difficult season?
Right now, sitting here with you. Sitting here
it's
with you.
It's going to get more difficult.
The season of Marcus buying cars and playing golf is the most difficult season. No.
Yeah, we're going to be in it for a minute.
While I am in a difficult season right now, and I'll explain that in a little bit, I feel like my most difficult season was in grad school. I was in grad school from 23 to 26. And if there was a lot of me trying to figure out what I was doing as just an adult and a human being, like I felt like I was moving down a path that I wanted to be on, but I was a hormonal and emotional wreck. I was on birth control at the time, which I realized was like actually driving me insane. So I eventually came off of it. And I just remember, this is why I talk about how much I love Mary Mary. I was listening to gospel music so much at that time because I needed something to kind of keep me sane and keep me from, like, I don't know. It almost felt like I was about to fly away, like a balloon that somebody wasn't, a helium balloon that somebody wasn't holding on to well enough. Yeah. And it was just like, oh, if the wind catches this, it's gone.
Yeah.
And I read somewhere that is where a lot of people suffer from depression, is in like around that age range. So I just remember I cried more about and not being able to really pinpoint what the hell was causing me to cry. I also remember, I remember having panic attacks at that age and like really not knowing what the hell to do with those. Mm-hmm. And then even prior to us dating, I was going into that age, like most people would think I'm insane, but I always wanted to be married young.
Yeah.
I wanted to be married at like 20, 21. I would have been fine being married at 19.
Yeah.
I never wanted to be like, let me establish myself, because I've always seen marriages, you grow with the person, like, and hopefully y'all both are growing in the right direction. So I'm now 23. So I'm years past when I thought I would be married, watching all of my other friends be married, being envious, not of their situation, but just being envious more so of, ooh, they're living the thing that I have wanted for myself, and me trying to navigate. I just gotten out a long-term relationship and then trying to navigate dating as an adult.
Which is also difficult coming from a state where people get married much younger than the state that you were living in.
Yeah.
So all your friends getting married.
They having kids.
Having kids where you in a state where people don't get married till they in their 60s.
Let me tell you, that's what you try to have babies at that age too.
Yeah.
So I'm even coming into a place where, like, spiritually and just, I'm trying to find people who are on the same page as me. I was having to create a whole nother community around myself. I came out to California with no one. So it was just a hard time for me. It was really hard. What about you?
As I was sitting here thinking, what was standing at the top of my memory was back 2018. When I realized, I didn't realize I went through a season of depression until after I came out of it. Mm-hmm. So back in 2018, I don't know if y'all seen the first season of Black Love we did. That's
the
probably,
only season.
Huh?
That's the only season of Black Love that we did. The TV show?
Yeah. Oh, the only season of Black Love we did. That's what I meant. Mm-hmm. Only season of Black Love we did. You could see like how much weight I had lost weight at that point. It wasn't me now I've gained weight. No, I was shit at one. I mean, my weight has been all over the place, but going back to look at that, I remember driving when I'd be in my truck, like riding, I look in the mirror and I see my face looks different from what it usually does. Cause I could see like more of my cheekbones and stuff. And even now going back to look at that episode that we did, I was like, God dang, I did look different because I lost a lot of weight. But going through depression from at the time, I realized that now going through the depression of losing my dad, going through depression of work, not being where I wanted to be, trying to figure out what was going on. And just that was a really difficult time and season for me. And that lasted, I don't know, because, yeah, that even well after dad passed, it lasted. Amar was new. Mm-hmm. Like in 2019, like he came around, it lasted up through then. Like Amara hadn't been here. So trying to bounce back from all that and then other stuff still going wrong in career and life, just having a lot of stuff on my mind. So that was really difficult for me. Just even the side of physical side effects. Like you said, you was having anxiety and stuff. I noticed I was having like muscle contractions, like twitching randomly in my face and my arms. At the time, I didn't know what it was. But now I look back, I was like, oh, no, it was stress and anxiety. Like it was crazy. But then as I was sitting here thinking about going through all of that, again, I didn't realize I was going through that until after I was out of it. Like a year later, I was like, damn, I was depressed.
I was like, you didn't know?
No, I didn't know. I was just, for me, it was just living life. It was just like waking and still now I wake up. I don't remember. I don't know if I remember. I can't even remember back before 2018 how I would feel when I wake up. But now I wake up and instantly I feel instant anxiety.
Yeah.
Just waking up and it's just like, what is this? Like, God dang, what is it? Can't shake this off. And it wears off, but it's just like, yeah, probably need to talk to somebody about that. But anyway.
Wait a minute, before you go into your next point. Listen, there are certain things that I am so glad that I have been skeptical about. You know, there are so many scammers out there where you have to be like, hold on, why are you here? Like, for instance, when I had gotten into my car accident, there was a person who was like, hey, I got footage of the accident. I can text it to you. Just give me your number. He was like, my friend's driving a Tesla. And then a couple minutes later, I get a call from OnStar saying they wanted to send a tow truck to come pick up my car. I was like, that OnStar ain't been on and I don't know how long. But I realized when I was talking to the guy, I felt skeptical. I knew something was up. Well, if you can spot a too good to be true health hack from a mile away and read labels like it's a job that you're getting paid eight figures for, okay, congratulations. You are a true bona fide skeptic. And Ritual knows that every good skeptic deserves a multivitamin that exceeds your standards. Their clinically backed Essentials for Women 18 Plus multivitamin has high quality traceable key ingredients in a clean bioavailable form. That means what they putting in your body knows what it is. That listen, your body has a hard time trying to read what junk is. Okay, your body understands certain languages, and that's is this real or no? A lot of these other places they put in a bunch of garbage. 97% of women, okay, ages 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet. And this, a lot of the times, this happens with us having shorter days. And, you know, vitamin D, you can get it from the sun. We need to actually put the vitamin D in our diet, in our daily, like, intake because we're not in the sun as much, right? Ritual's Essentials for Women 18 Plus has shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% in a clinical study. I actually love Ritual's Essentials for Women 18 Plus. It is my vitamin of choice. I love the science behind it because I am that chick. I love to know the science behind it. I love the fact that they have a delayed release capsule so that what I'm taking, my body is absorbing. Because why take it if my body is not going to actually get what it needs? And it's only two vitamins, two capsules a day. And that's just chef's kiss. They have 9 key nutrients in 2 delayed release capsules per day that optimize your body's absorption. It's gentle on the stomach with a minty essence in every bottle that helps make taking your multis actually enjoyable. Ritual's multivitamins are vegan, non-GMO project verified, gluten and major allergen free, certified B Corp and made traceable. It is also USP verified, so you know you can trust what you're putting in your body. And it is industry leading sustainable standards. So they use scientific tools to lower their carbon packaging, prioritize sustainability, source ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Okay. And I'm just telling you, it's a female founded B Corp. Okay. So they're holding themselves accountable. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/argue. Start Ritual or add Ritual essential for women 18 plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/argue for 25% off. Thank you, Ritual, for sponsoring today's podcast. Go ahead, baby.
What was I saying? Oh, so the other time, it was weird. It just now hit me just now. But I remember this is back when me and my boys, we hit our little bachelor pad. There was there was a season, I can't remember how long it was. It was like a feeling of loneliness. Mm. And I remember feeling that. I remember feeling it in the moment. Mm-hmm. But because I think it was just from being the same thing like every day or whatever. But it was one, being out on my own for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I can't, that whole house just be a blur.
Do you say that whole house?
Yeah.
You women, and this is the...
The one me and Reese had.
Oh. You were depressed then?
It was a point in time where I definitely was. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it... I won't even say depressed. I can't say depressed.
Yeah.
I can't label it as depressed. I think it was just a feeling. I remember it was a point in time where I felt lonely, and I don't know why.
Oh, I feel lonely all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, usually I like feeling lonely.
I feel lonely all the time.
What you mean? How? Why?
What you mean? How and why?
How you feel lonely?
I be feeling lonely. How can I describe it?
No, I get that. Well, go ahead. Yours is probably different from mine.
You go ahead.
I don't know. I can't even explain. Don't even try to get me to dig down there. You know who you acting like right now. I was about to say a name. The doctor.
Doctor! yeah, I feel lonely all the time.
So explain, Marcus. Girl, I can't.
I don't know. There's this, we're all so unique.
Mm-hmm.
We're all of us are unique. I don't know. Like, you're my best friend. And then I have other best friends, obviously, like that, you know, Nina and Erica. Then, you know, I have Risha out here and Denora and Lauren. But we are all so different.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously me and you are different as hell.
Yeah.
Similar in a lot of ways, but really different. So sometimes it's just like, whew. I don't feel like, it's not that I feel like I'm the only one that thinks like I think, or I'm the only one that likes the things that I like.
Why you get a lisp all of a sudden?
When?
It was like, things that I think or likes what I like.
That's not what I said.
You didn't, but go ahead.
Whatever.
Say what you gonna say. Are you done? Let's get to the good stuff.
I be feeling, all I'm saying is, as part of that, I think, is window being gone.
Mm-hmm.
I be like, because we probably had just a crazy amount of things in common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. With me specifically, I've hit a season in my life. I'm in a season of forgiveness. I'm in a season of gratitude. I'm in a season of just wanting the best for everybody. When you live long enough and go through enough shit, you don't care who done what to you. You just want everybody to be good.
Yeah.
Because whatever they did didn't affect your life bad enough to where you want something to happen to them.
Come on. Amen.
Like, I don't care what happened in my past with anybody. Now, I got a cousin. It was one point in time I literally wanted to end him breathing. Like, I actually looked for him because I was going to attempt that. At this point, I'm like, you know what? Just live your life. I wish the best for you.
Yeah.
I ain't going to ever give you no business, but live your life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm past all of that. After you done seen enough stuff, even if it didn't happen to you, you seen enough stuff happen to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You got all these examples of what could go wrong. Like, that's why life is so important and so precious, because it's temporary.
Yeah.
If we was, and they see it in movies all the time, if we were to live forever, that would be boring.
Mm-hmm.
There would be no meaning to life, because it's like you have nothing to do, because you're going to always be here.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important to just let stuff go. You can't let, holding on to stuff is what really be taking people down.
Yeah.
Holding on to grudges, it's stuff is toxicity. It's like, you got to let stuff go.
Yeah, we get to the, let's get to the good part. But it is very
tired of this shit.
I begin to, that's the blessing of being almost 44 as well. as I was saying to our Patreon, you should be a part of Patreon if you're not. We were talking about the fact that I'm starting to trust my instincts more. Even what I will get riled up about has changed, mm-hmm. because we give things significance, not the other thing around. I think we think certain things come with significance. We choose whether or not it's going to be significant. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say this is because what does it all amount to the day that you are gone?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there are certain things that I realize, why am I about to put so much weight on this?
Yeah.
Because what will this won't even make it in my obituary.
Right. That's it was crazy. You remember last night Angel was watching TV. It was one of the housewife shows or whatever. And I was like, hey, I'm about to go upstairs because she thought I was going to bed. I was like, no, I'm going to watch something else because, you know, the typical reality show, it's the same group of women. And it's probably 8 different shows like this, but it's always a group of women. They break off into 3 different groups, and those groups, it's ever changing. It's an ever-changing group. Yeah. They bounce around to who's in what clique, who's in what set, and they all hate on each
who's
other.
In
and they
what,
all
what?
Argue. It's called a set. What's it called? Set?
No, what'd you say before that? Who's
group.
In what clique?
Clique.
It sounds like you said who's in what clique.
No, clique. Who's in what clique and who's in what set. And they all change. They all hopscotch from group to group. And then they all set. They get together just to argue and hate on each other. And I'm sitting there, and I'm not really paying attention, but it's the only thing on at the time. And at the time, I was eating, trying to edit, and that's in the background. I'm like, I don't even want to hear this because it's, one, is immature. Two, it's just toxic. Mm. Like, I didn't even want to hear it. I didn't want to be around it. I didn't want to watch these women sit here and do this to each other because that's literally what they sign up to do.
Yeah.
And I'm to a point, I don't even know. No, get it away from me. So I was like, hey, I'm just going to go upstairs.
And I was like, no, you can turn it.
Yeah, let me turn on King of Queens, Martin. Everybody loves, right? So, you know, something to bring joy and not just bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. No, fully, fully. And no, we're not skipping past me saying, they were like, wait a minute. We want to delve deeper into Angel feeling lonely. It's not, it's more so of a.
See, he out there with them cars. He need to be in there with his wife. That's what the internet would do.
It's more of an existential crisis, I think, more than anything.
That's what sent me on my tangent is losing Wendell. And it's just when you sit and think, right now, in the middle of the day when we, let's shoot this real quick. He would be sitting right here.
Yeah.
Probably laughing and talking back to us.
Loud and be like, Wendell, you ain't got no mic.
Yeah. You ain't got no. Eventually, he would probably have a mic because y'all were, who's that in the background talking?
Right.
I do it with daddy all the time. I do it with everybody I've lost.
Yeah. And I think as you get older and you become more set in you saw it too, Kennedy. You get.
Something come through.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Amar wants to come home. You get
no.
more.
No. Tell him no. She's probably watching. No.
And you get more set in your ways. It is sometimes harder to find that person outside of your spouse.
Yeah.
That just kind of gets you that. And mind you, I have an amazing friend group. So it's not any of them. It's just we all connect on such specific things where I think with Wendell, we had so many touch points that it was well, shoot, I could do Wendell love plays. So if I wanted to go see a play, I'd go see a play with Wendell. Wendell love to eat. We love to eat.
Yeah.
We going to eat with Wendell. Wendell love to shop.
Wendell love to shop. Me and Wendell would sit and talk about what our next meal was going to be as we're eating.
Yes.
Literally. But no, I feel that too because it's out of the friend group that I, have developed out here, not even the people y'all know. We talk about friends, these is people y'all don't even know. A few moved away, one moved up north, now he's back, but it's just everybody spread out, and then my friends from back home, it's just like BJ, he would have been, that's who I'm gonna kick it with.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You know, you got your friends, and then you have your house friend, your best friend, but you also have your other friends who have other things in common. So it's just right now I do spend a lot of time alone.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I'm well, dang, I ain't got nobody to hit up. I mean, I do, but I don't. It's just
yeah.
All right, whatever. I'm going to go do this then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good shit. What's been the best, the easiest and most joyous season for
Ooh.
You?
Ooh. Unfortunately, they don't coincide.
Mm-hmm.
Easiest and best are not synonyms or they're not best friends in
what's
my life.
Been the, since that was the most difficult, then what's been the easiest season?
Ooh, easiest season would have been during the pandemic.
During the pandemic.
Pandemic was the easiest season I've ever been in my life.
Mm.
Because I was able to be focused more so. My focus didn't have to be spread so thin. One, my family was in one place.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So there was no running Marcus to this. There was no running the twins to this. There was no, does Amar need attention? We were all in one spot. Acting was on a halt. So I was able to fully focus on the content creator that I am. So it was just like, oh, it was just beautiful being able to connect to the people who were watching my content. It was beautiful to explore what content creating looked like with you being more involved.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful to turn my home into all these different things for my kids. They went camping in the kitchen. I bought tents, mm-hmm. put glow-in-the-dark stars on
all
the ceiling.
All over the ceiling, yeah.
We hid.
Why didn't we just put them outside?
I didn't trust them. We had rats out there. I don't trust our backyard.
It was the rats. We had rats in that
house. Yeah, we didn't have rats in the house, but the rats would be, we would see them run across the power lines.
We had a fruit tree, so they would be in that fruit tree like crazy.
Yeah, and, they went trick-or-treating in the backyard. We just hid candy in different places. It was just a...
Yeah, the Easter egg treat.
Right. I cooked a lamb for Easter. I came up with stuff for them to do to focus on the meaning of Easter and Jesus's resurrection and all that stuff. And even though my husband was still in the middle of some of his depression... It was so beautiful having him home 3 days out of the work week.
2 to 3 days out of the work week.
It was just I was cooking for this man like crazy. I was cooking for my family like crazy. And it was just beautiful to not feel like I was being pulled in umpteen different directions. And I was even connecting with my friends like crazy too. We would be on burning that FaceTime. You understand? So while it was a scary time as far as in, are we all about to die here soon? It was still an easy time because it was easy for me to be able to focus in on everything that I loved.
Mm-hmm. Looking back, this was an easy time. Not that, but the one I'm about to talk about. However, also, it was easy out of ignorance. Because now I look back, I wish that things were different. I can't remember which job it was, but it was one of the jobs that I had. It's probably happened at two different companies to where I was at the top of my game and there was nothing more for me to do there. And I wasn't at the point of, I need to get up out of here yet. It was just going to work and... No matter what happened, I had it under control and there was not a lot for me to do. So I would just go to work and just kick back. It wasn't a whole, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't got to do this, got to do that. Everything was second nature.
Mm-hmm. What job was it?
It might have been when I was in Burbank.
Okay, that's what I would figure.
I think it was when I was in Burbank, because I got enough. I had proven myself enough to where I had everything down. It was nothing that could come down the pipeline that wasn't catastrophic that I couldn't handle.
Mm-hmm.
And even the new stuff that did come up, I had such a well-rounded view of everything to where I could figure things out.
Yeah.
I want to say it was a point when I was in Santa Monica too.
I can believe it.
At one point in Santa Monica too. That's why I say I can't remember. I think it was between the two where that happened. But now looking back, it's just now looking at where I am now at having four sons and a wife and the age of 42 and then the wisdom that I have, I look back now and it's just I feel looking at it now, it's I was much more disconnected from my family.
Mm-hmm.
Then I didn't see it that way, but now I do. You know what I'm saying? But thinking back on it, being in the moment, I'm like, no, that was like an easy season. Like you said, easiest and best ain't nowhere near the same.
Nowhere near the same.
That was, those instances were like easy seasons for me.
Yeah. Somebody said you didn't answer the question. Emil said you didn't answer the question yet.
What
ended up pulling you out of your depression?
Oh, I didn't see that question.
Are you out of your depression?
I think I'm out of the depression. I'm definitely out of the depression because, like I said, I didn't realize. I can't even tell you what pulled me out of it. I didn't realize I went through a season of depression until I thought back and looked back on my life then, like a year and a half later. So at the time, I didn't know I was depressed. I didn't know I came out of the. It was almost like driving you on the road and you don't know you're driving up a mountain or going down a mountain. You just notice it's a slight hill or a slight decline. You don't know that you're on a mountain. Then you look back and you see, oh, shit, that's where we just came from. That was a mountain right there. Mm-hmm. So that was, I didn't realize it in the moment. I just kind of looked back and was like, dang, I was I had a lot going on back then. That was new baby. A transitioning job, didn't know what the hell was going on, bad training, no training, losing my dad. That was a lot to take on. And that's the effects of it. That the way I was feeling was the effects of it. I'm now looking back, definitely I'm not in it now. However, I do I'm going through something different now, right now. Can't fully explain it. Mm-hmm. But it's just a lot of self what is it? What you want to call it, when you look at yourself?
Reflection?
Yeah, self-reflection and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The way I explain to Angel is like life's almost like you're cutting grass in a big field. You can't see the field. But you once you get so far, you can look back and look. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, dang, I wish I did all that a lot better. But you can't.
Yeah.
The only thing you can do is move forward and try to keep a straight path.
You can't. You can't go back and do it better. That's some boo crap.
But yeah, so that's to answer your question. I don't know what pulled me out of it. I just realized I went through it once I was out of it.
Best to answer that, I am in the best season of my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
One, I realized for real, what obstacles are real and what obstacles I have created in my own mind to get to what I want. I see my potential for real this time as limitless. I would say I felt that as a child when us as human beings a lot of times don't even see the limitations that are on mm-hmm. our life. I think even though this, because I was also like, this is also a hard. This is best season, but a hard season as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I'm more self-aware. Now I piss myself off when I haven't done something because I know I am the answer and the reason.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't any excuse that I can give myself now because now I'm aware. I'm aware of my own bullshit.
Yeah.
It was nice being ignorant. It was nice. It was nice being able to throw the responsibility of my own shortcomings on situations and people that honestly didn't have control. Obviously, there are stages in life where situations and people did have a lot of control, not in these big fours. And these big fours, I have a lot of control over how my life goes. And so it is hard because the accountability is on me heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's beautiful because I'm like, but if you just decide and do the thing that you decide, baby girl, you're going to have what you want. So
yeah.
It's great, but it be pissing me off.
Same. I would have to say like right now, I would have to say right now is the best season. However, looking back, if I put my mind back on things that I can remember, I would say that moment was the best season, regardless of where I was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But right now, I would have to say definitely it's one of the hardest as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like it's kind of similar to Angel. It's like, I have no excuses. I just have to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difficult, for me, it's a difficult place to be, because like, you kind of know what you want to accomplish and achieve, mm-hmm. not fully aware how to get there, or not even sure you know what you want to accomplish and achieve.
Yeah.
Accomplish or achieve.
I wasn't even going to correct you.
It's confusing and it's difficult, but it's also, relative to where I came from, it's an extraordinary place to be. It's unreal to be where, for me, it's unreal to be where I'm at from where I came from.
Well, you know, one thing in this season for you, and I know we're about to close, that I hope you add more, because I feel like we enjoy each other more. Mm-hmm. In this season, which is great, because now we have the time to enjoy each other more. And things in your career life, while they might be confusing because you're trying to figure out, they're not as depressing as they were before. Not.
Yeah, no.
So it was less emotional baggage and mental baggage that you were having to work through now, so that like, we can thoroughly enjoy each other more and fight about when we're going to have sex. I hope in this season you start to learn how to enjoy your sons even more.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something that I feel like been able to be blessed with, being able to fall into really easily. And I think the world is just set up for a mother to be able to,
mm-hmm.
either we're going to enjoy our kids or we're going to work to death for them. One of the two. I do a little bit of both, or I do a lot of both.
Yeah. I said I was going to, that was one of my goals, is to do more with them. Like, even, it's just right now, they just got so goddamn busy. But that was one of the things I said, I'm gonna put more effort toward doing activities with them,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Versus let me focus on this, focus on that, pull focus back to them outside of the normal stuff.
Yeah.
When you do stuff different, it, you know, Brent highlights better things other than just doing the normal things that you would do with them.
Like, I hope you take them, or we take them golfing.
Yeah, take them golfing. That's why I bought the, I don't know if y'all, I did an Instagram, I don't know if it's a story or what. I got them these little, knowing good and well that they would lose interest, but I've pulled them out not that long ago to make them play with them. Is these four remote control trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't care if y'all want to do this or not. This is what we're going to do right now. They're like, okay. Like, they love riding the bikes thing. Of course, it's been raining like crazy out here, so I ain't been able to do that. But those are my efforts outside of other things that I try to make sure, you know, other than just the normal stuff that we end up doing with them that they expect.
Yeah.
Anyway,
close it out.
Hopefully y'all enjoy that. We took some trips to different, we spider webbed out to different things, but hopefully y'all enjoy it.
I know Kennedy was like, oh God, they're doing sex as a topic. Yeah. Ah!
I've been your host, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus on the Book, TikTok Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. I'm gonna start advertising that more. I think Kennedy's gonna be over making it now. You can go to manshit.com, manshyt.com, and check that out. And Angel, let them know.
A couple of things. Well, you already know I'm That Chick Angel. You can follow me just about anywhere with that as a thing. You can still vote for me as of this podcast for Social Media Personality of the Year. Please vote every day with all your email addresses. Hopefully, if you are a member of our, I'm not sure if we're just going to do this for Patreon or for Gym Pop as well, our podcast will find out if it is an NAACP Image Award winner on Tuesday. So
Tuesday,
it is the virtual award. So what I am possibly thinking about doing, we have a lot going on that day. We are going to the Golf Invitational as well as the Queerty Awards I'll be going to. So hopefully I will be by that day, I'll be a 4-time winner already. Still not, won't know about the big category of Social Media Personality, but possibly doing a watch party together. Problem is, where the golf tournament is, where the Queerties are, I might be in transit during that time, but if I can figure it out, we'll do a watch party either with Patreon or with Gym Pop. I just got to figure it out in my brain of how I want to situate it. Also, you can go to shopmamalikes.com and get my skincare products that I promised that I was going to put on the site. Umpteen, So long ago, there is face moisturizer, which I use and I absolutely love. The, what do you call that thing? Makeup remover is clutch. And y'all know I wear makeup often. There's also a facial scrub that I love because it's very gentle on the face, and a face mask. Everything is $20 or less. So check it out at shopmamalikes.com. And you can see me and Kev on stage on tour with the Here's the Thing tour. DC and Atlanta are already sold out, but we still got Houston, Dallas, Birmingham, Philadelphia, and somewhere else that I can't remember. Oh, Raleigh, North Carolina. So check us out.
And thank you for our sponsors.
Tell them.
I don't remember who they were.
Ritual and Jenny Kane.
Make sure you check them out and use our promo codes. And please remember, support them. When you support them, you support us. If you use one of those services or a service like it, switch over to that. Use our promo code. It helps us pay for all this crap.
Yeah.
Till next time, we'll holler back at y'all, fam.
Bye.